nobody seems to know what submission is when it comes to wives submitting themselves to their husbands.
In a world in which we too often look out for ourselves at the expense of others, God calls us to be different. Philippians 2 says, "Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory," helping you lovingly put God's principles into action in your daily life. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
We are subjects of a king. How often women speak to me about that red flag word, which is submission. You know, nobody except women ever ask me what the word submission means. I've never heard any men arguing about it. Men understand that there is such a thing as submission to officers in the army, submission to civil authority, submission to responsibilities, submission to the boss. We all know what submission is in those areas, but nobody seems to know what submission is when it comes to wives submitting themselves to their husbands. Well, yes, you do know. We all know exactly what it means, and that's why we can't stand it. But you know what it means to be the subject of a king. You're in subjection. A king has authority over his subjects, and Jesus Christ is King of my life, Lord of my life, and to him belongs everything that pertains to me. I am his property. I am his subject. All that I am, all that I have, all that I do, and all that I suffer is totally God's. And I make an offering of myself once and for all, but that offering has to be ratified and validated daily as I surrender to those little deaths that we read about in 2 Corinthians 4. Death is at work in me and life in you. I would have no right to be standing up here in front of you talking about things which I was not willing to live myself. It would be a very dangerous business. I have to walk the talk. So any of you who pray for me, and I hope that there are many of you here who are willing to pray as the Lord brings my name to mind. I certainly am not expecting you to promise that you're going to pray for me every day, but as the Lord brings my name to mind, my first priority is to ask you to pray that the Lord will help me to walk what I talk about, to do the things that I'm dishing out to other women. And it is a daily lesson, isn't it? We are clay pots. Never forget it. Don't ever imagine we're anything else. I don't have anything I haven't received. I'm offering you nothing original, nothing innovative, nothing creative. It all comes out of a very ancient book, and it's right here. And if you ever hear me say anything that cannot be backed up in some way by what this book says, I expect to be challenged. But Jesus Christ is King, Lord, Sovereign, Owner, Master of my life. So my response to him is, "Whatsoever thou sayest unto me, I will do it." As Sister Eva of Friedenshort wrote, "The only purpose of your life is to glorify God. Whatever furthers that purpose is good. Whatever hinders it, renounce." Anything that hinders your glorifying God is to be renounced. Remember that we are clay pots, but we have a priceless content. That's what matters. And the content should be the same for every one of us, isn't it? It's Jesus Christ, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The passage I read from 2 Corinthians 4 says, "We carry around in our body the death of Jesus." Now, that does not mean that we are sharing in Christ's atonement. We cannot share in Christ's atonement. He has paid the full price. He has finished the work of redemption. And yet, most mysteriously and wonderfully, He asks you and me to participate in that redemptive work in the world. Each of us as an evangelist, each of us as a bearer of the good news. And in order to bear the good news, we must fulfill the law of sacrifice and suffering in our own lives for the life of the world. Paul says, we carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our body. And as the life of Jesus is revealed in this body, and I only have one, don't I? Then life will be ministered to other people. And God expects each of us to do that in whatever sphere he has put us. And I want to speak particularly about those spheres that God has given us. We who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake. What are those little deaths? Those daily deaths. They're different for most of us, for each of us. Some of us, all of us share certain kinds of deaths. If we are married, for most of us, it is a death to have to submit to our husbands because it doesn't come naturally. And all of you who are mothers, you put your body at God's disposal to cooperate in the bringing into this world another human soul. And there are more or less of little deaths for those 9 months. Some of you get very sick. Very few of us enjoy the look of the shape that we have to accept. But then when you go into labor, that's a kind of death too, isn't it? And there wouldn't be any life if it weren't for the suffering that you have to go through. You put your life on the line. You go down to the very gates of death in order to give life to another human being. And that's a spiritual illustration as well. There will be suffering, there will be sacrifice, and we have to fulfill that law of sacrifice in cooperation with Jesus. Where did I get this idea? Did I make this up out of my head? No, I gave you the basis this morning. Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, you give up your right to yourself. You die to your desires, to your comfort, to your preferences. And you take up the cross, which has got to mean suffering and sacrifice. Don't think it's strange. Don't think God is asking something very special of you. We're not special. I hear people say, everybody's special. If everybody's special, then nobody's special. You know, I mean, words are my tools, and a carpenter doesn't like anybody to misuse his tools, and I don't like people to misuse words. And you're just pulling the rug right out from under the meaning of the word special if you say everybody's special. Well, of course, in God's sight, we're individuals. Let's try to keep things clear, get things straight. But we are not special. We are a bunch of clay pots. And we've all got the same content if we know Jesus Christ, but it is to be manifest in us in different ways, in different circumstances, in different assignments, in different appointments. We are life bearers. God wants every woman in the world to be a mother. Not necessarily in the biological sense. God gives single women the gift of singleness, and they can offer their virginity as a special sacrifice to God. Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. What makes this body, which is aged and tall and white and female and Anglo-Saxon, in my case, what makes it holy and acceptable? Nothing intrinsic in the body. It's the offering of this body to Jesus Christ. Then it becomes holy and acceptable. And so he asks each of us to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is an act of spiritual worship. I have no responsibilities in this world which are unbearable. So often people have said to me, I don't know how you ever went through what you went through, or I could never do what you did. You weren't asked to go through what I went through. I'm not asked to go through what you go through. But God has never given any of us a job to do for which he would not provide exactly the measure of strength and grace that we need. He giveth more grace as the burdens grow greater. So our responsibility is to be life bearers for the life of the world. God wants us to be mothers, spiritual mothers, as well as biological mothers. If he gives us the gift of being a mother in the biological sense, it's a very great gift, isn't it? I can't imagine a greater gift that God gives to any human being. But he doesn't choose to give it to everybody. Some married women are never given the gift of motherhood in that sense. But because we are women, we are created to be mothers. And if I were talking to men, I would say, because you are men, you are created to be fathers. Where are the spiritual fathers and mothers?
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.